just got here. What did I miss?
Bone out, bone out, bone out.
Super. Hello, folks. Welcome to Ballin' Out
Super.
Hi. My name is Jeremy Hammond, joined as always by Katie Rose Leon.
Hello.
And Alex Patak.
Get your ducks off me roost.
This is going to be such a hard episode. Oh,
for the listener at home, Jeremy is visibly flustered with me today.
He looks like he's crying.
Just because I showed up obscenely late.
Alex
and
showed up.
I'm a train wreck.
Completely, he missed the episode, all of it, every single second of it. As the credits rolled, he got here to record.
I was in a different room watching Yu Yu Hakusho, and I'm going to keep doing that. It's a great show.
Great. Well, joining us today, we should let you speak now, is a contributor to The Reductress, Emma Phipps.
Hi, what's up?
How are you? How are you feeling today?
I'm good. I'm a little confused.
How confused would you say on a scale of 1 to 10?
Well, not that confused because I did watch some Dragon Ball Z growing up. So, like, I'm used to just a lot of reaction shots.
So then in that case, can I then revise my question to ask you, on a scale of 1 to 7 Dragon Balls, how confused are you?
Ooh, I would say, like, 4.5 Dragon Balls confused.
Mm. Oh,
fair
enough.
So, like, really squarely in the middle there.
And see, we are now, what, 9 episodes into this show. I still feel about 4.5 Dragon Balls confused every single time we watch this. So you said you watched a little bit of the show when you were a kid.
Yeah, my older brother was really into it, like, I think right when it was on Cartoon Network and, like, mm-hmm. kind of popular, but it really stressed me out because it seemed to me like it was just a lot of guys standing around and screaming.
Yeah
you're it's not like, wrong.
Yeah. So it wasn't my favorite.
It's the 7-Eleven parking lot of shows.
So you watched a little bit of it. Were you into anime, like, overall?
I was, yeah.
What were your who were your guys?
Oh god.
It's a safe space, don't worry.
My favorite one was this one that was, like, never on Cartoon Network or anything. It was called Fushigi Yugi.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Super. My sister, like, found it and showed it to me, and it was, like, this... It was... We had to watch this weird dubbed version. It was just, like... I don't know. I was just really, really obsessed with it for, like,
what's
year.
It about?
It's about these two... schoolgirls who get transported to another dimension, and they're like, they have the ability to, like, summon gods or something, and they have to go around and recruit, like, warriors to their side who will help them summon the gods. And
Fushigi Yugi.
Yo, yeah.
My, like, true nerdness right now is, like, so mad I don't know this show because I'm like, I should know this.
And it sounds so familiar too.
Yeah.
I'm sure this resonates with the Dragon Ball fan base, but the best anime is the ones they don't show on TV. So you can tell your friends about it, and it sounds like you're just in a fever dream at all times.
I think I was.
No one else has seen these things.
Yu Yu Hakusho.
It's just, honestly, it's a show that's just full of, like, beautiful anime boys, which is why I liked it.
Hello.
Oh, yes.
Beautiful, brooding, matching.
What is your favorite type of anime boy? Because you know there's, like, multiple types.
My favorite, well, okay, so we're looking at this image from Fushigi
Yugi.
Yeah,
I pulled up a picture of Fushigi Yugi.
There's a guy down on the bottom left here. That's Tamahome. He's very brooding.
Bottom left here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he
He's
looks like he is.
He's got this beautiful blue-black hair.
Dreamboat.
He's just a dark, brooding figure.
Yeah, I always...
Who's this fellow with the cockatoo hair?
I can't actually remember his name.
He's got to be a monk character. There's always a monk character.
Yes, he is a monk character.
And they always have a black hole in their hands.
This character is actually... trans.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
his sister died really tragically, so he, like, assumed her identity. He's like a really, really interesting,
like a Ranma sort of a thing.
Yeah. And then this guy is just, like, he's just real sassy. He's like Gambit from X-Men. He's just, like, he's got spice to him.
He has too much
style. He's just my other favorite.
For the listeners at home, we're looking at a fella with orange hair and
he's winking at us.
And you know? He's winking at us.
So
yes,
I feel like
correct.
My favorite anime boys are two sides of one coin, which is, like, very brooding and dark, but, like, or very sassy and
you know, I'm the same way. I always like what I call the cool glasses type, where they're all emotionally distant and mean. I wonder why, because they have a heart of gold in there.
Who's this king?
Oh, yeah?
He's a king.
He is a king.
Yeah.
I should have guessed from the crown and robe.
You were correct that he is a king. And every I can't king. Remember who the little kid is.
That's
or
fine.
the big
That's
guy
you.
With the headbands. That's me. I'm in the show.
Or this woman here in the center.
She is the schoolgirl that can summon the gods.
And the rest of these are gods?
No, those are her, like, I don't even remember. See, this is, but they're like her fighter squad or whatever.
Wow.
They're her pals that are there to protect
oh, no.
her and defend
That's
her.
That's her fighter
her.
Squad?
Her, oh, God.
Classic mistake. The best part of every anime boyfriend is they have fun personality quirks, but they also take human lives.
Yeah, no, these are all stone cold killers for sure.
That's why I have
the winking one has a sword.
Yeah, he does.
That's why I have so much problems with online dating. Yet on one date has anyone slayed a foe for me?
Yeah.
That's such someday. A turn on, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm just like at the bar. I'm like, when are you going to summon your god sword?
Yeah.
Slice open one of these soft boys standing in front of me at the bar.
27, 6'3", I will kill for you at Red Lobster.
Well, fantastic. Welcome to the Fushigi Yugi podcast.
All right.
We talk
yes.
only about Fushigi Yugi.
Hell yeah.
None of us have seen
Much
the show.
Much better show.
Kings have to wear yarmulkes. It's Fushimi Yugi podcast.
Oh, boy.
Everyone look up this picture so you get the joke.
Okay. Let's get ourselves back on track here to something at least minorly Dragon Ball related.
I would like to know what happened.
Yes, Alex. Alex, why don't you tell us what did you get up to last night?
Last night? I got drunk again and I watched Black Snake Moan.
Oh, ooh. God.
Which was very wild. And Justin Timberlake's in it as like a soldier boy who's too horny, and then his wife is too horny, and then Samuel Jackson's a blues player who hates horniness, and he chains her up in his house, and it's pretty fucked from a sexual politics standpoint, but also fucking crazy Samuel L. Jackson with a chain.
Fantastic. What do you think out of 7 Dragon Balls?
14 Dragon Balls.
Oh, wow.
Must see. Yeah. Go see now.
Fantastic. Well, I guess that means we get 2 wishes.
That's a good math.
Emma,
Dragon
why
Ball
don't
joke.
You why don't you take a wish?
Yeah. Ooh,
perhaps that we start this episode for
yeah,
real.
Yeah, maybe. That could be good.
I wish I knew the plot of this episode.
Okay, Katie,
we can make
run
that
us
happen.
Through it.
Here I am to grant your wish. The title of this episode is Thanks for Waiting, Lord Beerus. Super Saiyan God is born at last.
Hell yeah.
See, this has a good episode title. This sounds like it would be good.
Yes, well, much like most things, it is misleading.
Like most things, it is shit.
Are we getting into it? Should I start?
Yeah, get us started.
So we open up. We're still on the boat.
Yeah, episode 6.
We're on episode
6 on the boat, 9 overall.
Yes.
Six on the boat.
6 on the boat. Yeah, so that means that our buddy Dan
the
Chamberlain.
The rum is gone.
God.
Yeah.
Yeah, our pal Dan Chamberlain was correct about how long we would be on this boat.
Well, if we
wait,
get...
did he say at least 6 or did he say exactly 6?
Because
I feel like on the next episode, you guys will still be on this boat.
Yes, he said 6 to 8.
Okay.
Yeah.
So as long as we're off by 8.
So he's still, yeah.
So then in 2 more episodes, we'll be...
We'll find out.
We'll know whether Dan was right, and we will be presenting him with an edible arrangement.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are always more expensive than you think.
Yeah,
well, that's why
are.
There's 3 of us. We're all going to pitch in and make him a nice card because he's a real sweet boy that got us off the boat. Because if
like
we get past 8 episodes, that means we're on the boat.
What if they're on the boat for 26, though? Then I win.
Then
you buy me an edible arrangement.
Correct.
That's true.
All right.
Do you have to pitch in for your own edible arrangement?
Probably.
Yes, of course.
It's
You're a host
fair.
Of this show.
Hey, yeah. I'll pitch in and eat it. Huh, guys?
Oh,
we're
boy.
Having fun.
Oh,
we're having fun podcasting.
So,
Katie, what happened in this episode?
So the children bring up the Dragon Balls onto the deck, and Whis and Beerus comment how they're like, they have wish orbs.
Yeah, they call them wish orbs.
Yeah, they do.
And Whis makes a size joke. He's like, they're much smaller than the ones I've seen before.
Oh, he does make that
what
joke.
What the fuck? What?
Yeah.
I didn't catch that.
Which I would guess maybe is referring to the Namek Dragon Balls, which, as you recall, are the size of bowling balls as opposed to our little softballs.
Oh, yeah.
But another notable from that scene, Beerus is drinking a glass of orange juice, which, as we learned in the last episode, is a sexual innuendo
yeah.
of some type.
It's because orange juice is like cum, so...
Oh, yeah, of course.
Right.
I can't believe I didn't see that.
You know, cat jizz.
Boy, is my face red.
Cat jizz. It's bright orange.
Oh, God.
I've never been to a doctor, but I know what cum looks like.
So we get some terrible animation. There's a lot of, like, weird upshots of Goku having a very tiny head and a large body that was obviously...
Yeah, and weird, like, pointy, thin arms.
It was really upsetting.
This is one of those episodes that the quality of animation... is wavering so dramatically from scene to scene, because we do see Shenron later, and Shenron looks amazing.
They blew their load on Shenron.
Yeah, they just came all over Shenron.
And it was orange.
Speaking of which, then they summon Shenron, and Pilaf and crew are still here, you guys, and they see it, and they decide to go back to the boat.
Yeah, what are they going to do?
Can we talk about Shenron for a minute? Because he always looks really good.
Yeah, he does.
He's the queen bee of this show.
He's fantastic. And we I noticed this thing that I guess I'd never really thought about before, but you know how every time we see Shenron,
mm-hmm.
his head is kind of hovering, right?
Right, wrapped and around then, his like body is like circled over itself for
right,
a million years.
Right, and it's moving forever, right? It's just continuously moving.
He just keeps coming out.
He's the eternal dragon.
We see the bottom of him, yeah.
What?
He's like, we see the bottom of him coming out of the balls in this episode, and we see him just kind of... being produced out of the balls.
Yeah, it's like a magician pulling scarves out of his sleeves.
Yeah.
I do not like that.
It's kind of cool, though, because you picture this scenario where perhaps somebody hasn't thought through their whole wish yet.
And he's just...
and they're still trying to figure it out, and by the end of it, Shenron's taken up, like, a quarter of the earth.
Yeah, speaking of which, there was something I found very upsetting in this episode, is that they decided to make it humorous.
Yeah.
Yeah, they tried.
Well, they tried really hard.
They gave it the old college try.
No. It's
does
like
Bulma fuck Oolong now.
No, not the episode itself. Like
they've been
tried...
building up to.
Wait, I thought you didn't see it.
No. Well, I've read some fan fictions.
Oh,
and
cool.
There's a lot of guesses.
No, what they did was they tried to make Shenron funny.
Oh,
they had Shenron crack some jokes and like get all, you know, like
he got,
oh,
he
no.
got shy when he saw Lord Beerus.
Yeah,
he was like, oh, hello, Lord Beerus.
Oh, hi, Lord Beerus.
I did not like it. I did not like it when the dragon broke kayfabe. You're supposed to be like, you're supposed to be like really impressive, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm not lower down. It really, it sucked.
Shenron drops all the books he's holding.
Shenron definitely has been stalking Beerus's MySpace for a couple of days.
Yeah.
He knows who's his top eight is.
I don't like the idea of Shenron having an inner life.
No, that
sucks.
And I
sucks. Don't like the idea of Shenron existing when the balls aren't together. I always thought of him as just like a mechanism. He's just magically produced by the balls. He's really more of a manifestation
right, like a
of
genie.
The magic than
he's
anything.
Like a genie.
Yeah, I don't like the idea of a genie inside of his lamp just thinking about like,
like
I hope I don't run into somebody.
Oh, I hope Lord Beerus likes me.
This is the same problem they have in Pokemon when they go in the balls. Like, what do they do in there?
Yeah.
Did they think? Is there a little couch? I always imagined a little couch.
That's adorable.
Well, I mean, in Digimon, they do
sweet.
Imply there is, like, a living space.
Yeah.
Mm.
But that's a whole other show.
In
and it's...
the digital world.
Yeah. World.
World. Sorry, I need to do another take on world so we get it right.
So, basically, Beerus is real annoyed that the Super Saiyan God hasn't showed up. And Shenron literally says to him, it's a whole thing.
Yeah,
he's,
no.
he's colloquial now?
It's, yeah, so
the
this
tone
sucks.
Of this show is all over the place.
Yeah,
it does not know what's going on inside of itself.
No. So Shenron is asked, you know, can you summon us a Super Saiyan God? And he says, well, I can't really summon it per se.
Can't do it right now.
It's kind of a whole thing.
Yeah.
How can you make a person, man?
And yeah, so he explains that it's based in mythos, and in order to do it, five Saiyans will join hands with righteous hearts.
Yes, five Saiyans with righteous hearts
and they have,
join
like,
hands.
And they will...
They argue over, like, does Vegeta have a righteous heart
yes.
or not?
When, as we all know, Trunks has the most righteous heart.
Because he's righteous, dude.
You could actually do the Trunks voice acting.
I am fucking gunning for that number one spot. Hook me up, Funimation. I got nothing else. I know Digimon Tri is coming out in small chunks. Listen.
You want to do a Trunks crossover and a Digimon?
I really do. Yeah, so we learn a really important fact in this episode, which is Goku doesn't know how to count.
That's right. Yeah, that's a really sad moment for Goku.
His son must be so disappointed. counting is his life.
He's a bean counter.
He's a bean counter. That's all he knows.
Yeah, and so they all join hands to try to shoot energy into Goku, and then Whis is like, yo, it says 5 Saiyans into 1 Saiyan, so technically you need 6 Saiyans, and Goku's like, oh, man!
That's one more than we have.
Right? He has to check in, right?
And yeah, he looks back at Gohan, and Gohan's looking at a calculator like, he's right!
Damn it, we ran the formula. We don't have 6 friends.
Oh my god, we forgot a really important line where they're like, maybe Vegeta isn't righteous enough, and Chi-Chi's like, you've misjudged Vegeta. He takes his family on vacation.
Lavish, lavish vacations. Yeah.
We never look at Hawaiian shirts together after you punch our kid.
Bahama.
So guys, they need one more Saiyan. Where are they going to find it? Oh, I know. In the unborn child inside of Videl.
No.
Videl steps up and she says, I wonder if the Saiyan inside my belly counts.
Oh, yeah. Her catchphrase.
And you know what's even better is
she always says that during sex with Gohan.
I got to say, the Christian overtones in this episode make
really
me very
out of control. It was something really enjoyable. It was earlier on when they were first trying to figure out how to get the righteous hearts and all that. Goku says something along the lines of like, well, we'll see how this pans out.
He's a bad boy.
And so they all join hands with Videl pointing their powers at Goku.
Videl's stomach starts to glow yellow, implying that a fetal pan is turning Super Saiyan.
First, it does not do that, and he goes, maybe Vegeta isn't righteous enough, or I can blame the unborn baby. Yeah. Like, Goku is such a sociopath in this episode. Can we talk about like what a monster he is?
Hey, guys, I need someone to point my finger at when everything doesn't go every little bit my fucking way.
Maybe it's my unborn grandson. Fuck you, kid.
He's always smiling, and everything's so tense and scary.
Yeah, he acts like the world isn't at stake, but then also, at the same time, everybody else acts as though they don't have confirmed existence of an afterlife.
This is true, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, when the world's gonna end, they're all like, oh no, we're gonna have to go to that place that we all know exists and is kind of fine.
They've all died before. They've all died.
Yeah. So, yeah, Videl's magic uterus starts shining with the light of God, and then she also kind of goes Saiyan because of that, and they shoot.
Yeah, so we see this kind of like this zoomed out shot of the circle of them all holding hands, and something incredibly notable is that Videl has yellow hair now.
Oh.
Videl, a complete human with no superpowers at all who can like kind of fly, I think, is now a Super Saiyan.
That doesn't make any sense.
But doesn't it a little bit?
Except for the Saiyan in her belly.
In her womb, yes. Yeah.
Well, yeah. But at this point in the series, we've had Super Saiyan, Super Saiyan 2, Ultra Super Saiyan, Super Saiyan 3. In GT, we see the Super Saiyan 4. Now we have a Super Saiyan God. Like, the rules of Super Saiyan are so flimsy and weird.
I would like to interject here. I believe she does have a superpower, the power of motherhood and birth, the wonder of carrying life.
Yeah, sometimes after you've carried life for around 15 years, you get a little bit older, your hair turns blonde because you don't know how you feel about yourself anymore. That happened to my dad.
I'll tell you what. She has another superpower, the power to interact with society.
Whoa.
Yeah. So basically, the rest of the episode is mostly gasp acting. There's a lot of reaction shots.
So many. A lot of breathing and reacting and breathing.
Yeah.
It's the same 3 shots over and over again. They really blew the load on Shenron. Like, it's literally... I don't think it had to be the same animation every time, right?
Yeah, it definitely was just back and forth. It's like,
I feel so uncomfortable. Now! Then
is that Beerus?
Yeah, it's Beerus. When he's surprised.
The Super Saiyan God.
Meow. Then the water turns to piss, and then the sky turns to farts. And then it starts raining a golden shower down upon everybody.
I have no understanding of what is happening.
Yeah, why don't you walk us through this moment?
Golden light came from the heavens, and then the clouds started turning into piss clouds, and then the ocean turned into piss, and then it rained piss from the piss clouds.
Oh.
And I can't describe it any more accurately. I'm not even being funny. That's just what happened.
Piss clouds.
It just, everything turned yellow.
It was just true.
Bright, ugly yellow.
It wasn't like golden. It wasn't pretty. It was piss yellow.
It's that dark kind of piss yellow where you're like, I should drink some more water.
Yeah. when you actually smell your piss like
really strongly.
Yeah, and you're like, oh no, something's gone
oh,
wrong.
No.
It forms a cloud over your head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You understand. But there was a hole in the
cloud. It was like it turned into a piss tornado.
It was turning into a piss tornado,
hole. And then, so hard to describe.
There's some choral music, I think, is important.
Oh,
like, we get into some straight up Akira, like, whoa!
This
is exactly what it sounded like.
This is a weird episode.
No, but so there's a hole in the clouds, though, that's notable because we see it's from Goku's beam shoots up into the heavens, right? And there's a hole left behind. And through that hole, we see the sun and moon passing overhead multiple times.
Yeah.
And then it starts raining piss, and then it starts hailing frozen piss.
And this is like most of the episode, by the way.
Yeah, this is a good bulk.
This sounds great. I really wish I got to see this.
And then Beerus is like, do we finally get to see the Super Saiyan God?
Oh.
And then it takes us another like 10 minutes to actually see the transformation. They keep cutting back to everybody
as we do a slow pan. A leg, a reaction shot. A torso, a reaction shot.
Everyone jizzes their pants on the Princess Bulma. And then we finally get to see Goku's great transformation.
Well, also, can I just say, during that back and forth shot with the reaction leg, reaction butt, reaction chest, like, it's so funny to me that they so clearly understand that we as viewers know that the only thing that will be changing about Goku is his hair.
Yeah.
And for this whole time, we were all like, what's the Super Saiyan God going to be? Maybe it turns his skin a different color. Nope, it's always going to be the hair.
His eyes are different.
His eyes are different.
Yes, he's wearing red contacts.
He looks like
Knuckles. That was the last thing we saw, actually, the eyes.
Yeah, so those in the audience not looking at this photograph, basically all that is different when you turn into a Super Saiyan God is you lose 50 pounds, and then you have, like, maroon hair.
Yeah, he's very lean now.
Yeah, he's very lean. He looks very much like Knuckles from Sonic the Hedgehog.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or Taichi.
Taichi from Digimon.
Finally, we got there.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thanks for going on that walk with me. Was it a nice
what
walk?
A journey.
It was so
this
scenic.
This has been balling out super. Thank you guys for tuning in. No, this has got to be one of the most underwhelming transformations in the history of Dragon Ball.
Super Saiyan 4 looks so much cooler than this. He turns into like half monkey, and his hair is also red.
Yeah, there's no part of me that believes that this guy is stronger than Super Saiyan 4.
No, or even 3. 3 looks cooler than this. He has no eyebrows.
Honestly, it just looks like he went to the gym and dyed his hair.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know why anyone would be excited.
He looks
to
like
see
me
him.
After a breakup.
It's
Yeah, I just feel like a goddess right now.
Yeah, he's also glowing quite a bit. He looks pretty
confident.
When a Saiyan starts to moisturize, your power can double in strength.
He just looks like he's drinking enough water now. Oh, this is so disappointing.
Yeah, this is really underwhelming.
This is episode 9. We've been 4 hours. We've been hearing about the Super Saiyan God, and this is what it's a magenta.
It's magenta Goku.
Magenta Goku.
It just looks like
he's leaner.
He's raspberry flavored.
We had to ask the ladies of the podcast, how do you prefer your Goku? Do you like the yoked up, no eyebrows Goku of Super Saiyan 3?
How do you take your Goku? Sharecropping Goku.
Sharecropping Goku.
Radish farmer sharecropping.
Had the best outfit.
So that's a picture of Super Saiyan 3.
Super Saiyan 3 Goku always looks like he's trying to trick you into his magic show.
He just looks like a pile of bags.
Yeah.
There's nothing human about him
I like
anymore.
His neck muscles, though. I mean, they're like pillows or something.
Well, you know, famously in wrestling, someone broke their neck and they were so yoked that they lived. And I feel like that's like...
What? This is a real thing that happened?
Yeah, I believe it was Kurt Angle that it happened to.
Kurt Angle broke his neck?
Yeah.
Sorry, and the doctors, like the medical professionals said, he's so yoked.
He's too yoked.
Technically, you know, in the medical profession, we call it being so yoked.
He is just so swole, he survived.
Jacked, yeah.
This is Super Saiyan 4 Goku.
This looks like some fan art.
Well,
yeah, it definitely
furry
is.
Now.
This isn't,
it's too, the animation's too good.
To keep you wanting more.
Yeah, so basically, he dyes his hair, and then the Wave Race 64 music starts playing again.
Yeah, they bring back the Wave Race
which
music.
I'm a fan of. It's which, always inappropriate, but it's
always... Which, actually, now that we're seeing Super Saiyan God, we now understand it's not Wave Race music. It is Sonic the Hedgehog music.
That's true.
It's completely...
Because he looks like Knuckles. Rings. And then, yeah, he just apologized to Beerus for being late, and then King Kai is a sad, and the episode...
Yep.
Yeah, that's the end of the episode.
What more could you want? You got to watch the piss clouds for 15 minutes.
Gasping and piss clouds.
Alex, I gotta ask you, on a scale of 1 to 7 Dragon Balls, how sad are you that you missed this episode?
Pretty sad. I wish I saw the clouds, and I wish I could express my outrage at his non-yokedness when it happened.
He's unyoked.
So
out of
seven.
Please, let's be serious. Out of how many Dragon Balls? I would say 6 whole Dragon Balls of sadness.
Oh. 6 whole Dragon Balls.
That's, yeah, I'm pretty sad.
That's pretty rough.
Yeah.
This definitely isn't related to anything else in my life. This is just this episode. I'm so sad.
So we are actually running a bit out of time right now. So I think that we should probably move on to predictions, rating, and then get out of here, right?
Close up the plug bag.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so we're going to do a prediction, what we think is going to happen next. Just to recap, we saw Super Saiyan God. Goku's become the Super Saiyan God. What do we think is going to happen next? Katie, what do you got?
Okay, so obviously Goku is going to try and fight Beerus as a Super Saiyan God, but... You know what? We didn't see them eat at all this episode, so I think the next episode is going to be every single person on the boat gets lunch for 25 minutes.
Yeah, Beerus just takes a step back, and he's like, now that we know what the Super Saiyan God is,
more
let's
orange
all
juice.
Break for lunch.
Yeah, they pull the boat up to a marina mall, and they all go to the food court.
Yeah, there's a swim-up bar.
Yeah.
We get a nice little scene with Beerus getting in the water and being like, oh, but I don't like water because I'm a cat.
Yeah, it'll be great.
Meow.
Emma, what do you think is going to happen next?
Well, I don't think they're actually going to fight next in the next episode because we looked ahead at the episode titles and the next one is not fight related. So
yeah, I don't remember
I feel like
what
it's
it
just
going
to be more standing around talking, more reaction shots, probably more discussion of the little Saiyan baby in that lady's womb. And just a lot of like very dramatic shots of a very underwhelming Super Saiyan God Goku.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to disagree with you on one part of that, which is I don't think they're going to be talking about the Saiyan in her belly because that would imply that Goku cares about his family.
Oh, he's a monster.
Oh, he is. Alex, what do you think is going to happen next?
In the next episode, Goku overdraws his Chase checking and has to talk to at least 3 people on the phone. And it it doesn't seem like there should be that many, but hey, we're here.
Well, and I think what's going to happen next is Beerus and Whis are going to inspect the Super Saiyan God. They're going to like look him over. They're going to check out all his muscles.
Smell
and what
him.
We're going to learn is that this actually hasn't been a plan for them to find the strongest fighter in the universe for them to fight against. What it's actually been is their quest to find a third.
Yes! Hop on Thrinder.
What nobody realizes about the Super Saiyan God is that it's actually... not making him more powerful. It's just making him slender and more hot.
He
and
is
that's
definitely
what this has been about.
Like a more Twinkie Goku. Than
he is. He looks like he'd do much better at a club.
Whereas Super Saiyan 4 is Otter Goku. This is really rounding out the transformations for me.
All right, so let's rate the episode out of 7 Dragon Balls. Katie, what do we got?
I'll give it 4 Dragon Balls.
4 Dragon Balls. Emma, what do we got?
1 Dragon Ball.
1 Dragon Ball. Alex?
I'm going to give it an extending staff because I did not see it.
It's called the power pole.
Oh, yes. I'm going to give it a power pole.
Yeah.
Ooh, power
and
pole
I mean
out
that
of
is...
7.
Hey, girl, let me give you that power pole.
And I am actually, I'm going to give this -1 out of 7 Dragon Balls. I'm taking a Dragon Ball out of the mix. I'm going to break it like Vegeta tried to in that one Namek episode. This episode sucked. I'm really upset with the fucking Super Saiyan God. He better have some really cool beams going forward or I'm going to flip the fuck out.
His power, now he listens to the same music you like.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I think that's about going to wrap it up. Emma, where can the people find you on the internet?
Find me on Twitter at Phipps Don't Lie. And you Phipps. Can't find me anywhere else. Don't try.
All right. Phipps Don't Lie. Alex, where can they find you?
Okay. Also go on Twitter at Patak Jokes, which is PTAK Jokes. It's a real name. Many people have it, and it's proud in Polish.
All right. Katie?
Hi. You can find me at Katie Rose on Twitter or at Oh Hello Katie Rose on Instagram.
And you can find me at Jeremy Thunder on Twitter, at Jeremy_Thunder. On Instagram, you can find the podcast on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and all that stuff at Ballin' Out Super. Subscribe to us on iTunes. And I think that about wraps this one up.
Super!
I didn't warn you about that.
No, I'm just trying to stay awoke.